much.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 11,978. Stephen Conway is seeking variances from the front yard setback, sections 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northeast side of Chippewa Avenue, approximately 570 feet north of North Avenue. The 911 address is 28339 Chippewa Avenue, Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, Map 34, Parcel 81, Unit 6694. Specifically, the applicant is seeking an 8.2-foot variance from the required 30-foot front for a proposed enclosed deck and a 7.6-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard for a proposed enclosed deck. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Stephen Conway, 28339.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you for being hearing my case. I've driven quite a good way.
Okay.
This is just a roof application for over my existing deck to enhance my property. My house is from the 1970s, and I have pictures in my cell phone. I'm sorry I couldn't print them, but the people behind me, across the street, and next to me are all have had recent work done in their homes or updated quite substantially. And this will enhance my home by placing a deck over it and giving it a much better appearance, let alone the driving rain and the weather on the fascia of my home. And so I'm applying for the variance. There was a setback marker under the ground that was hidden, and then planning and zoning had came and found it, and it was dug up, and then it was brought to my attention. So I'm here applying for a variance as instructed, and it'll cause no impact. It'll make a nice appearance to the neighborhood. And I have support from the owner of the place, Judge Ken Clark.
Okay. Okay, we'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. Mr. Rickards, we'll start with you.
You're going to have to really go down the criteria for a variance for me because I can't read your writing. I don't know about anybody else, but I can't read you.
I apologize for that, sir.
That's quite all right. I just want you to know I can't, you know. So why don't you go down those now so we have something to work with?
Okay. Number one, the uniqueness of the property. The driveway expands past my home, which created confusion of where the setback marker was. It was underneath an azalea bush and was found by planning and zoning when they came by. And so we dug it up, and then I was told by planning and zoning to apply for a variance. Number two, updating my home from the 1970s, the front exterior to the 2017 is proper with the community because all the other houses across the street behind me and adjacent to me have all been updated with new decks, enclosed decks, and this would greatly enhance my home and the neighborhood that I live in.
So is the deck already there?
The deck is there, yes, ma'am.
It's an existing. When did you build it?
That was built in 2014, I believe.
Did you get a permit?
Yes, of course.
You didn't get a permit?
Huh?
You got a permit?
Yes, of course. And I just updated the property with another permit of adding a new shed, which was crushed by the snow. There's a new shed there and a new back door, which was just closed out.
Who did you get the permit from?
From planning and zoning.
So you want to finish addressing these standards?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
As instructed by planning and zoning, I requested a variance. They told me what the instructions I needed to do, and I'm here to comply and ask your permission to do so.
You got some more of these yet to finish?
Okay.
Get number three.
Number three, not created by the applicant. Such a exceptional, practical, difficult is not created by the applicant. Just an update. It's really just an update to my home that was built in the 1970s, and needed a much, much new improvement to the house. That's all.
Okay.
Number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It enhances my home greatly. It pushes, by having a roof over my home, not only helps me with the weather, but makes the home set back, give a setback appearance. And with a new deck that's power washed and clean, it's just an open deck. There's no screening or anything like that. It's a simple construction. Made my home seem to set back further back and give it a much better appearance to my neighbors. And they're all in favor of it. There's no objections.
Okay.
And the minimum variance, as it says here in number five, is 8.2 and then 7.6 based on the marker that was hidden underneath the shrubs. And we dug it up, dug the hole up and found the marker. And that's what I'm here for, to apply for.
Who built your deck?
A contractor down the street. It was done professionally by, I don't have his name right here in front of me, but it was done by a contractor.
Are you going to screen it in?
No, it's just going to be an open deck for patio furniture, and that's it. Real simple.
Just to clarify, because the picture I'm showing has a roof over top of it.
I was going to say.
So an open deck is one that is open.
Oh, okay. This will just
when we refer to open deck, it's like the sky is above you. Not.
Well, it's an open deck now, with your permission, of course. I'll just place a roof on it to enclose it, just the roof over it.
Well, the picture that I think the board has in front of it, it appears as though the deck has a roof over top of it. There appears to be posts going up, and it overhangs over there.
Right.
Are you asking to go further out than that?
No, not at all.
You're asking for approval for what's there right now?
That is correct.
Okay, and what's there right now is basically what we see in this picture with you. It looks like you holding a child, and there is a deck that appears to be two steps up, maybe three steps up, with pillars and a roof over top. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And you're asking to be able to keep that there?
Yes, please.
And you got a permit for that in 2014?
That is correct.
And how did this come about, coming before the board just now?
Well, unto me, I didn't know. I thought I had the proper distance from to the street, but there was a setback marker that was hidden underneath a shrub onto the right of the property.
And is there a difference between the front of your property line and the edge of paving? So like the edge of paving of Chippewa Lane Avenue, it does not match your front property line?
Well, yeah, it's the distance it's needed that's described in the minimum, yes.
Okay, so and it looks like from the survey that there is probably some sort of gap there. Do you know how much that gap is?
I measured it tonight. From the survey block to the street is exactly 14 feet.
14 feet.
That's
okay.
Correct.
So when you put that deck in, you were under the impression that Chippewa Avenue was the...
Went right to the street because it was hidden, and Kelly Passwater had come to the property, says, hey, and I said, well, I assumed there was no setback, and I was in the proper variance. But then she looked again at the other partitions of the properties as the line went down the street, and it was hidden underneath a shrub, buried under dirt. And so then we found it, and now I'm here to...
You thought when you built it, built it in compliance?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm simply here complying as instructor.
What is this... what is this assessment? I show no permits on there at all. The one I had, I don't know.
That might be for the overall park and or for the overall development and not for this particular unit.
Parcel 34, you mean? I mean, not parcel 34, unit 669. The parcel 81, unit 6694.
Again, that's the older system. New permits are not kept in that system. New permits would be in our Munis system. That readout is from AS400. And as of 2012, new permits are not put into that system. So newer permits are not going to be show up in that system.
Okay. So your staff, though, has checked out that he does have a permit for it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
No, I have a permit here that I just closed out for the shed and the new back door as instructed, which is right here.
Okay.
Yes.
How did it get caught?
Probably when we came out to do a final inspection.
Yeah.
That's what happened, yes.
Is when the inspector went out to do a final inspection and did the measurement and realized it was not in compliance.
Okay.
How close are other structures from Chippewa Avenue in the neighborhood? Are they a similar distance?
They're the same lot sizes.
Any complaints from your neighbors
about? No, whatsoever. They welcome their homes. I have pictures on my cell phone, not to be rude or anything, but their homes are much more superior than mine. And they've just had deck work and closed decks, both back of my home and the front of my home. And so I'm simply trying to enhance my home and stay with the neighbor. Their homes are well within the $60,000 to $80,000 range. My home is not even close to that. My home is built in the 70s. And with this roof, this will enhance my home with new shutters and shrubbery.
But the roof's already on there.
Yes.
Are you, is this property served by septic or sewer?
It's served by sewer.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Of course.
And talk to your neighbor down the street that built you. Tell him that he normally has to look for.
It's my fault. I tried to get get someone that was professional to show up to do this. I'm in the service. I work for Boeing. And so I learned a hard lesson, and I'm now learning from the planning and zoning people who gave mm-hmm. me the proper instruction the hard way. And if I couldn't afford the guy behind me, he charges $10,000 to $20,000, but it would have been done correctly. He knows all this information. I don't. I'm busy building the V-22 Osprey. I know about that.
Are there any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Thank you so much.
Again, Chair will entertain a motion. Hearing none. Last call. Just send it back then.
Well,
three
I guess,
times.
Yeah, do you want to table it, gentlemen, or the
yeah,
board members?
Yeah, table it.
All right.
It over.
Do I have a motion for that?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table case number 11,978. They make that a motion.
Until
or next July,
meeting, 7,
July
10th. 10th.
July 10th, is it again?
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,978 until our next regular meeting, which will be July the 10th.
That's
all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Melson?
Aye.
Ms. Green?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So for the previous reason, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,978 will be tabled until our next